It is Thursday at 4:30. You waited all week for an appearance from Bad Tiki. And of course, Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. We do warn you in a very friendly way that Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back.
Welcome back. I have to admit, Evan, I don't feel welcome. Bad Tiki is in a bad mood. Bad mood for bad boy Bad Tiki.
Why? Why are you in such a bad mood, bro?
Evan, let's start with this congestion pricing in NYC. Bad Tiki knows a scam when he sees one. Nobody scams Bad Tiki. Do you have any idea how this affects me?
Wait, Bad Tiki, you don't even drive. How does this affect you?
That's right, regular Tiki. As an independently wealthy, successful, tall entrepreneur, I don't drive. I don't have to drive. But my legion of Tikis do. Over 70,000 of them. And now, thanks to congestion pricing, every single one of those Tikis has to shell out cash just to get into Manhattan. It's going to bleed my empire dry.
Wait, Bad Tiki, hold on. You're upset because you clone an army?
Correction, thick athlete, my perfectly coordinated and obedient Tiki army.
All right. You're perfectly coordinated, obedient, whatever. The Tiki army has to pay to get into the city. What exactly are they even doing here, bro?
I'm glad you asked. Sports talk, Winnie the Pooh. These Tikis handle all my appearances, swindles, and scams. Charity fundraisers, that's charity Tiki. Insider trading, that's Wall Street Tiki. Selling fake designer goods on Canal Street, bootleg Tiki. And now, every single time they step foot into the city, it costs me a fortune. Do you know how hard it is to grift when your overhead just doubled?
So let me get this straight. You're upset because it's more expensive to run scams in New York City?
That's right, Evan. These scams are going to get a lot more expensive. Street art, that's Banksy Tiki, psychic palm reading scams, Miss Cleo Tiki, having what? Worthless takes on the internet while he should just shut his mouth and stick to selling t-shirts. Oh, sorry, that's Darren from the Seven Line. Keep my name out your mouth, you little Muppet, before I stick my hand up you further than the Will Ponds. Bad Tiki is very tall, therefore I have very big hands. Try me, little Darren. Sell out Muppet.
Wow. Okay, Bad Tiki, we get it. Your Tikis are going to suffer like the rest of New York City. Speaking of suffering, have you seen Sean's newest chain?
Oh, you mean the bedazzled L chain? I'm glad you finally acknowledged Sean for all of the L words he represents. Lard ball, lapdog land whale, and light bulb head. How did you get this job anyway, Sean? What do you have to offer besides that cottage cheese skin and those cans? Congrats, Shawnee. Mm-hmm. You've earned the right to wear that chain. It looks great on you.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's cold-blooded, man. That's so cold-blooded. Speaking of cold, how are you handling the cold, old Bad Tiki?
I'm glad you asked, regular Tiki. I've been layering up and drinking hot cocoa, but I can't help but think about my Tikis who are out there braving the elements. Three-card Monty Tiki, all the costume characters in Times Square Tikis, and the Tiki who keeps Mrs. Roberts warm on a cold night like tonight. Right. Oh, wait, that's me, Bad Tiki. Oh, by the way, Evan, I'll be over in a little while. I'll pick you up some soup. Please stay in your room, though. I don't want to get sick. Bad Tiki needs to be strong. Strong, bad, Bad Tiki. Okay, I have to go now. I have an interview for the Jets coaching job. I'm going to turn this team around once and for all. Bringing back old school football, baby. Run the ball, cheat, and bribe the referees. Bad Tiki, don't lose. Aaron Rodgers is going to love me. Okay, bye, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
I just want to make sure I heard something right. I think he said cottage cheese skin and those cans.
He's fat! That is what he said, yes.
That might have been one of the more epic cut downs, Sean.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I think that wins. I think that is the winner of all the Bad Tikis we have heard over the years. Cottage cheese skin and those cans.
It is what my wife said to me when she met me.
I'm sure. I do remind you, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. He would not say a lot of those things. Mm. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki, FAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is, in fact, a real person. He has his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, and they are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers, we strongly advise you to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki Center. I want to say this in the nicest way possible, but facts are the facts, right? You can't kind of get past the facts. If you made a list of the worst coaches based on winning percentage in the history of the NFL, the guy the Jets requested an interview with is actually second on the all-time list.
Wow.
If you rank coaches based on winning percentage with a minimum of 50 games, right? So it can't be just one season. 50 games.
50 games? That's at least three, right?
It's at least three seasons. Do you guys want to guess who has the lowest winning percentage in the last 50 years, the Super Bowl era, as we like to call it, in the NFL, the lowest winning percentage with at least 50 games? Want to guess?
Hugh Jackson?
That's a great guess. You nailed it, Tiki. Hugh Jackson. I mean, it helps when you go 0-16. Yeah.
That's the only reason I said it, because I know he went 0-16.
No, you're right. He has a 205 winning percentage. The guy who's number two with a 212 winning percentage is Steve Spagnuolo.
Wow.
Steve Spagnuolo is interviewing for the Jet job, or at least the Jets have requested an interview with Steve Spagnuolo. Now, we all know Steve is one of the great defensive coordinators in the history of football.
Right.
I'll go out and say that.
Right. What does he have? Three championships?
He's got the two with Kansas City, or the three with Kansas City,
right? He's got four, because he's got one with the Giants.
Right. Right.
So
he's
got four championships as a DC.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty damn good. Like, I would tell you, if we're ranking the greatest coordinators in the history of football, he's on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. So I have nothing but respect
for Steve Spagnuolo. You think he's past Belichick as defensive coordinator? Best defensive coordinator?
It's a great question, because I think what's tough with Bill is that we morph some of what he did as a head coach and some of his defensive game plans.
Yeah, that's true.
Specifically what he did against the Rams in the first Super Bowl.
Right, you're right. And not even the Rams. Who was the more recent one? No, it was the Rams. That was the one where they the lowest scoring, right?
Right, the two Rams Super Bowls, actually. Right. The first one and the last one.
Yeah, the last one was the one I'm thinking of, because that was a defensive masterpiece. But purely as a DC, he might be the best DC Super Bowl winning coordinator in NFL history.
No, I think he is. I think he absolutely is, because in terms of winning championships as a defensive coordinator, he's past Bill Belichick. So there's nothing but respect for Steve Spagnuolo. And he had those 3 years with the Rams. I take away his interim stuff with the Giants. Like, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. Final four games of a year. But he had his one opportunity with the Rams, and it was so bad. He went 1-15, 7-9, and 2-14. That's how you get to this horrible winning percentage. So how do you, Tiki, look at Spags as a head coaching candidate?
He's just one of those guys that you know is a great coordinator, but not a great head coach. It has nothing to do with him being able to manage people, because I think he does that extraordinarily well and gets the best out of the guys on the side of the ball. But in today's game, you have to have an offensive mind. Now, I think maybe the trick is simply hiring the right offensive coordinator, you know what I mean? And hiring that guy who's going to be the difference maker offensively for you. But I think that's hard to do. Maybe he has him on his staff, like Matt Nagy, you know, who's on that Kansas City staff as well, who was also a head coach. Not a great one, but, you know, was head coach in Chicago.
Coach of the year.
Right, coach of the year. So maybe that could help. But as a defensive mind, he's phenomenal. You see it clearly this year, because the Kansas City Chiefs, offensively, aren't one of the best teams in football.
Right.
They've won because they're balanced defensively and can dominate games on that side of the bar, and a lot of that is Spags. But, I mean, his track record is what his track record is as a head coach. It is what it is.
The thing you hold out hope on, if you actually give him this opportunity, is that it was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Like, is it possible? And Steve's an older guy right now. He's 65 years old. That's not disqualifying. Maybe it's a good thing. He's learned so much.
It doesn't feel like he's that old, though.
Young 65.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Young 65. That's right. I admit, because we've had callers bring this up before, like, hey, what about Spags? What about Spags? And I think a part of the appeal of Spags is that he had success here. Mm-hmm. It's just like, he's not a New York guy, though. He wasn't from New York, right? Yeah. Or is he?
He's from Boston originally.
Yeah, I think Boston. Yeah,
that's right.
He's from the Northeast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when Bruce Arians got the head coaching job, not the one in Indy where he filled in for Pagano when he got sick, but with
the Arizona Cardinals.
61 years old.
Yeah. And think how, and that was, I mean, it was not that long ago.
Right.
But it felt like he was an old, new head coach.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so.
Yeah.
At 65, I don't, it's, again, it's not disqualifying. Clearly it's not, because we've seen teams do this. Vic Fangio got a job and he was in his 60s.